This podcast version of Soul to Soul has been altered from the original broadcast version. Welcome to this special edition of Soul to Soul. This week we are celebrating the launch of our new home on the web, soultosoulonline.com.
This magical portal allows us to provide you with more content, bonus videos, specials, art, channels, podcasts, and the latest Soul to Soul news, and so much more. We also welcome a new contributor to the Soul to Soul team. From Insight Radio, we are joined by Liara Covert.
And from the Heart of Motivation, we also speak with Angelica Rose. Not to forget messages from Joni, Shang Rinpoche, and P.S. And it all starts now.
Soul to Soul. Let's start today's bumper episode of Soul to Soul with this inspired piece of musical frequency from the Beatles. This is Here Comes the Sun. You're experiencing Soul to Soul on 98.7 RPPFM.
Angelica Rose is a National Gifted Essence Specialist since 1991. She is a certified hypnotist with the Hypnosis Motivation Institute. Her mission is to operate from an angelic plane on this planet, committed to higher frequency love, in a wholesome, pure manner, expressing authentic love, prosperity, joy, and peace. She chooses to work with those who are also committed to authentic love, joy and peace, and prosperity with integrity. Angelica operates on the angelic plane where she relates to pure love energy. Angelica's gifts include reading energies on the angelic plane from your guides, angels, and those who have died without human filters. She provides messages from your guides and the angels on the angelic plane, reading energies in the 8 chakra points stored in the emotional, mental, and physical body from the angelic realm, working with your guides to clear the blocks and balance them on a higher frequency. Angelica is also the author of 2 books, 3 relaxation CDs, 2 talk CDs, as well as other media-related products. Welcome to Soul, Angelica.
I am so grateful to be here, and thank you both for the lovely invitation.
It's our pleasure. It truly is. Welcome. As we've just mentioned to everyone, you've had an incredible career so far. You've done so many things. What got you started on the journey?
Well, I'm a walk-in, an angel walk-in, and I pretty much, came to expand the consciousness of those on the planet by channeling these vibrational beings, the angelic realm and the universe, to support the planet, to support the people on the planet and all living things, to move to this place where we're moving into more and more as this year closes and 2016 comes about. It's the flipping of the inner spirit taking over instead of the ego struggles trying to create from a duality place. Mm. And so it was something that we all have our purposes and our missions, and that was given to me as something requested to do.
Right. You've tried various different ways of bringing that message about. Do you find that you gravitate to any one particular style or technique? Or for you, is it all just variations of the same thing?
When I'm doing this, it's a combination of a number of things. I create grids through them channeling it through me to help to implement portals so that the energies can come about. And then the messages are channeled either from me or through me, as well as the vibrations. So, and it, when I'm in sessions with people or I'm having these special events, they can feel the experiences and it helps them to wake up their own inner spirit. So there isn't like a set way per se as far as this is what's going to happen and so forth. It's the energy downloads vary from month to month and from person to person based on A, where their energy is at, and B, if they're able to hold the vibrational frequency to a point where it can continue to shift the DNA of the body from a carbon base to a crystal base, and the human mind to more of the spirit's mind, and the heart of the physical body to be open to the pureness of love. And so each person, although they're part of an experience, experiences it differently based on their own evolution and where they're at in their receptivity of their own awakening.
As we get closer to this transition, or as this transition progresses, do you feel the energy building within in you and around you? Do you personally find that you're going to heights and experiences that are new for you as well?
Well, when I first dropped in, part of what I had to do was take the time to clear out some of the memories and the energies that were stuck in the vibrations that were, for me, very difficult to be in the physical form.
Yeah.
And it took many years. I had no instruction manual. I've never been on the planet before, so it was quite a challenge to come here and thinking they forgot to give me the book of rules and regulations. And they purposely did it the way they did it so that I would stay connected to the frequency of the essence, if I could use that word, rather than getting caught up in the sleeping mode of the physical ego. Mm. And now, you know, it's kind of fun because even during those years, I still was doing a lot of astro traveling and having things to do during my sleep mode. And now I kind of pop back and forth between the physical realm and the spiritual realm, and the body has they're continually downloading energies in the body. It's very exciting to watch. And sometimes, you know, if there's a lot of things going on in the collective consciousness, I have to be extra connected, if I can use that.
Yes.
Just so I don't get caught up in the energies of the physical plane. And so sometimes, you know, right now what they're giving me, this tool to support the being in the world and not being of the world as much. Mm. And it's getting more and more intense in some ways for some people because the flip is occurring.
Yeah.
Some people are ahead, some people are resisting, some people are still caught up in the fears. And those that are ahead are holding this light to remind others of what they are rather than what they're not. Yet some are not ready and they're in fear, or they're in that sleep mode that's keeping them pushing it away. And so it's quite interesting to watch. At some point they're not going to have a choice because the flip's going to occur no matter what. Yeah. And it's just a matter of whether they're capable or ready or able to hold the energy. And that's why a lot of people are kind of leaving the planet and moving on, because some of them just can't hold the energy. They're just, the body can't hold it.
Yes, very true. When people come to you for advice on how to deal with all this shifting of energies and frequencies, what do you usually recommend to them?
It depends on where they're at. So I have products that if their frequency requires more of what I would say in a very loving way, that, you know, the beginning stages of it, then I recommend products. Then I have this online series called A Spiritual Journey from Human Consciousness to Spiritual Oneness, which supports the expansiveness, and it's a 4-part series. Then then they will probably get to having, you know, some private sessions where I could do, because I read chakras and I'm certified as a hypnotist, so I could tune into their spirit guides and then work on that. And then when they're ready and they're done with the drama and they're done with that frequency, then they move into the special events. Now, that's usually how it would work from a standpoint if the person didn't have any spiritual, you know, evolution. If they do, and again, depending upon how open and receptive they are, some people, after I interview them, can just, and I tune into their spirit guides. It's not my choice. It's the universe and the spirit guides. If I hear, yes, put them in the special events, then I put them right in, because at that point, the energy is being downloaded to wake them up.
Yes.
And if their body can't handle it, they will reject it and push it away.
We will return to our conversation with Angelica later in the program.
This is Joni with her inspired writings.
Your love finds a way. We are at times broken and sad, struggling to find our way in this world full of pain. But in time, your love finds a way. I woke this morning thinking of you, and tears flooded my eyes, thinking of this life without you, and I can't help but feel blue. I know I'll find my way led down this road of eternal love and light. Through these earthly emotions, I will fight. I will honor both of us with your eternal love, this life watched from all of you up above. I will smile through the tears as I feel your love and compassion in my heart. Your comfort surrounds me like a blanket on a cold winter's night. As I fight through the sadness and fear, I know your love finds a way.
To find out more about Joni, go to facebook.com/inspirationJoniO or see her webpage at joniortbring.wordpress.com or follow the links from the Soul to Soul Facebook page.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue Nicholson and you're listening to Soul to Soul.
Wisdom from Shang Rinpoche.
The only way to remain unaffected by the external environment is to bear the words "let go" in your heart. We now return to our special conversation with Angelica Rose.
Sometimes it's also about where people are in their consciousness too, because sometimes they can sort of be physically ready and ready on a lot of different levels, but then have that last minute sort of freak out moment where it's like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Oh, totally. It's the physical mind. It's their emotional emotions of the physical and the physical body. You know, all of those areas have to be ready to hold the frequency, expand the frequency, and be ready for it. And it's a lot of fun, yet when they're doing these downloads, that means that of which is not in alignment will come up. And if people see that of which is coming up and they put their attention on it, it freaks them out.
It's very true. Let's go back in time a little bit to when you first came down into the human form. You said that you came without awareness and without prior knowledge. Do you remember your life experience, if you like, prior to coming down? Do you retain a memory of that at all?
It's not like I didn't know I was coming down, because obviously I knew something was happening. The only thing I do remember is there were people putting, they documented it afterwards. Mm-hmm. There were people putting crystals around the body. One left, I dropped in. I didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what was going on. They asked who I was, and I told them, and I started hyperventilating. And then I had a dream where I went on the other side, and they explained to me what was going on, because obviously nobody on the physical plane knew what was happening. So, and I didn't know what was happening. And so they instructed it and told me what was going on. And it was quite, you know, I truly, truly believe that it was something that had been ordainedly planned. Because I do remember a year prior coming in, leaving, like a split personality going on.
Yeah.
And so I do, I truly believe that it was ordainedly planned. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to drop in like the City of Angels movie. I believe that it was planned for it to happen. The only question I have is, did I come in sooner than originally planned? Because I do remember hearing that person that left was completed sooner than planned. And I came in to finish up what was not completed.
Yeah.
And it was quite an experience for both. You know, I remember seeing her leaving and saying, what is going on? And me coming in saying, what is going on? And it was quite an interesting experience for both. And because I can go on the other side, I sometimes can see what's going on with, you know, that realm and so forth, and bouncing back and forth between this realm and that realm. It's quite a comedy show.
It's interesting you describe it that way. We too have both experienced and seen this in others as well. And we're of the opinion that these things are planned. The plan can be a little bit fluid at times, and sometimes it happens a bit earlier, sometimes a bit later. But we tend to think that definitely there's a direction and a plan, even if we're not always conscious of that. And your story is very similar to a lot of the experience we've had. It's fascinating. You see the same patterns coming up, you know, time and time again, you know.
Very, very sweet. It's nice when you can have a conversation with someone that gets what that means instead of someone that doesn't understand what it means.
Yes, exactly. So what's the next step for you from this point?
I do know that we're moving into a very crucial time. September being the last quarter of this year is a very crucial time, because starting next year, what I was doing this year, in my so-called quotation mark assignment, was to get as many people ready for the flip, because next year the flip starts to occur. And so I've noticed that a lot of people are holding the frequency and they're ready to start it this coming month. So it's going to be quite interesting to see what they're having me do now that we're moving into this last quarter, which everything seemed to be gearing up for this last quarter. I remember hearing them last December. I meditate and go into silence for a number of days, and I remember them literally telling me about September, and it's like so accurate. So what they have told me was that this September is the starting of the flip if we get enough people ready. And so I'm kind of excited to see what that's going to look like on the physical plane. I obviously know what it looks like on the ethereal plane, or how, what it's going to look like on the physical plane hasn't been instructed to me as yet. And I really live in the moment with that, because it allows me to get more accurate data rather than trying to gather it before, because things constantly are changing since there's no time on that plane. Things change based on frequencies and planetary alignments and energies and the collective consciousness and all that other stuff.
And actions and reactions. And also, and quite often, the bigger the shift is, quite often, the more it changes up until the last second, you know?
Totally. And you know, when you're in this new energy, I call it new energy because it really is, it's so in the moment that there isn't any conditions or time and so forth. And when the physical body does get into a condition, it's very difficult to be around that duality, because this oneness energy of connection is so much more playful and joyful and nurturing, and then you get into this duality energy and it's like the complete opposite.
Yes, we're certainly coming into a very interesting time. If people who are listening would like to know more and would like to contact you, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, since we're in Australia over there.
Well, we're worldwide at the moment, so yeah.
Worldwide, yeah, so they can go to the website. It's heartofmotivation.webs.com, and that's spelled heart, like in your chest, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs, W-E-B-S.com. If they live in America, they can call 971-217-6576. And obviously, I could connect with them through Skype as well once they contact me through email. And that's where I do the special events and the readings, as well as them over the phone and so forth.
Mm.
So,
fantastic. Angelica Rose, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. And hopefully, we might be able to catch up with you again sometime down the track and just get an update on how things are going from your perspective.
Oh, I'd love it. And I was not kidding when I said I'll be on the plane coming to visit you.
Well, we certainly look forward to that. Thank you for being on Soul to Soul today, Angelica.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much.
I look forward to it.
Oh, love, love, love.
Angelica offers private sessions and group classes at home, work, and a variety of public locations, which provides opportunities to expand into greater levels of awareness. For more, go to heartofmotivation.webs.com.
From Deep Forest, this is the ambient mix of Sweet Lullaby.
If you would like to contact us here at Soul to Soul, go to our new webpage, soultosoulonline.com, and click the contact link, or you can email us at s2sonair@gmail.com.
And don't forget to visit and like our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/soul2soulrwpfm.
We are proud to present a new Soul to Soul contributor. This is Liara Covert.
Hi, I'm Liara Covert, and this is Soul to Soul Radio. Notice if you could leave yourself a letter, some wisdom for the energy that is you, to tune into upon its next incarnation, in another time and space, what would you say? I am a star traveler, and have been in your midst since before the existence of time. I've always existed in fifth dimensional form, and send fourth and third dimensional versions forth whenever required. You are one such incarnation. You are a powerful being, sensitive to shifts in energy, sound, and light, because this is what you are. You exist to expand your mind, retrieve your star memory, and tune into cosmic knowing embedded in your DNA. You are a limitless stream of the imagination, a consciousness that exists as a multi-dimensional being. You have many levels, forms, and formless states, and gift yourself infinite ways to experience them. From the moment you're born, or relieve a soul leaving a body as a soul walk-in, you have what it takes to operate at full capacity. That is to bring spirit essence forth. Even now, you know no other state of mind truly exists other than sacred perception. The fifth dimensional version of you knows that true history is cosmic history, a memory stream that not only goes back hundreds of thousands of Earth years, but also extends into other galaxies and timelines. no distinction exists between imagination and what you experience as reality. Manifestation is instantaneous when your action is aligned with highest intention and serves the greatest good. Every moment, you are an extension of Source Energy, or God, also known as the Galactic Ordering Dynamic. That is, you generate, orchestrate, and destroy everything in your midst. All you do is inspired by wholeness, and knowing everything unfolds within the mind of God. This aspect of being imagines new worlds with such power that it channels the energy or Shakti of God into the plane of the field of imagination. You can create anything, be anything, right now. What emerges is a fluctuation of the quantum wave. This is you, at every level. By consciously participating and creating from the place of divine love, heaven is your experiential reality. That is, you only see harmony and synchronicity. Seeing from expanded consciousness, certain qualities playing out in lower vibrational versions of the world disappear, such as inequality, tyranny, chaos, competition, injustice, oppression, disorder. These stages of growth are integrated in the new reality of the super being you can choose for yourself. Simply embrace the only true state of mind. Be here now. You are not the imagination that functions based on low vibration, imagines past or future. As you tune yourself to one mind, you are the flow of awareness. In this consciousness, within the spectrum of equality, all of your choices expand a sense of mind, time, space, and number. As you tune into your star origins, you begin to recall how many times this has happened and that infinite universes and worlds exist for you to explore. Telekinesis, telepathy, teleportation, shape-shifting, such capacities are quite natural, among others. Ever new and delightful experiences are in store from the moment you allow them into your consciousness. There is no limit to the adventure. Everything you experience arises as a dormant time-based code is activated. Every thought emits a vibration that resonates at the center of a star. You are in the process of mastering the yoga of an earth form. Star consciousness is something all beings share. This is the interconnectedness or oneness you feel. What you are in the process of experiencing is beyond belief. It is a knowing that resonates in the depths of the heart. Take the steps that resonate most. You play hide and seek with yourself until you choose a new game. I'm Liara Covert, a galactic traveler, author, and intuitive catalyst for expansion. I guide and empower people to tune into timeless cosmic wisdom and to reactivate superhuman abilities. Visit my Dream Builders Australia blog at blog.dreambuilders.com.au. Follow my Facebook page. Tune into another weekly radio show I engage in with Stephen Harefield, the American Monk, on Insight Radio. Infinite blessings.
Hello, I'm Viviana.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Alpha Fitness and Wellbeing.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue Nicholson.
Hi, this is Yvonne Tierbos.
Hi, I'm Liara Covert.
Hello, this is Brian Baruch.
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, this is Lisa,
And Trace. And you're listening to Soul to Soul.
On RPFM.
What is soul to soul? When one truly considers its whole opportunistic effect that it can so well relate itself as into each one's heart, so well deciding to fully understand its most profound messaging system as its own. As we all fully get that, it is about fully celebrating the whole consciousness of humanity in its own true specific way of self, as its own blue and green planetary system. We can then fully relate forward into its own what it is we are each one all here all about to bring to its own. Most certainly we have to such a mission. How can we not fully compose ourselves if we do not have this part of our we that tells us we are much more than a clock-to-clock mechanism, but a mechanism where it has so many platforms of self-performance in as many ways that we can so relate ourselves forward into its own. So many imaginary effects, so many soulful compositions where we are in advancement of so many realizations of its own. And when one so gets this and fully understands that, as a whole, we all have this seasonable effect of self-attainment, where we are soul-seeking in all ways of what it is to be of ownership of ourself fully understood. And as we so well understand this and bring this to our highest notionary systems of our own, we fully begin to understand that we've got a long way to go. There's so much more out there that we can't possibly see as my own soul, my own self, because the relaying way of its own soulful performance is so great upon all and each one of its own that it crisscrosses in so many patterns of self-expression that at some point in time we lose time concept of its own realization. And that is what is presently happening upon humanity. We are crisscrossing in as many ways as we possibly can be to soul performance ourselves forward into its own. And all these relaying matters of its own are formatting into new waves of self-understood. And that so well means that a soul is granting itself, granting fully itself, new notional systems, new structures, new selves of its own, new perspectives, new zonages of life performances.
From the album Galactic Gateway, this is the Sacred Web of Life.
And as we also seek within ourselves what it is to fully understand this notional structure that I'm so well speaking of as of now, so well means that we have much, much more to learn. Much, much more to fully understand. And this is a continuous progress of life in all performances, in all performers, here and about, and in abound of soul conceptions, in all ways anyone can possibly imagine as their own soulful effect. So when we all get this and get excited of how much is out there to fully perform us, to fully understand, to fully get, to fully conceive, to bring to ourselves, to embrace, to feel, to sense, to relate to. We are then in a notional structure of much more complexity, much more aromas of life, much more spices to its own. And as we soulfully get this and understand this, then this whole soulful excitement of all kinds of soulful conceptions so well begins a one, and you can well imagine, and so on and so forth, how this can get quite excitably of soulful effect towards all. And this is what humanity has now stepped itself into, this whole unlimited potentiality of soul expressions in all ways we can possibly all so well possibly imagine as one soulful complexity of its own. So let us all again get excited, because so much more is to behold us as we all take this leap of faith into its own and fully transform into this new butterfly of life that we all have so well expressed from within our own heart's perspective as it is. And so flutter your wings, everyone, for we have begun this journey of highest dimensional purposeful effect. And as we all try to get it and remember how to do this, we all shall remember what it is to fly and fly and fly so free from it all. And remember what it is to feel of docility, of simplicity, of kindness, and embracing it all. And so I wish you all a journey of highest potentiality as we also soar and seek it all and find adventure among all and in all spiritual conquest that we all have so well perceived as its own soulful ship as it is. And so benevolently I am, and wishing you all the highest enlightened purposeful effect that we all can achieve as one soulful effect as it is. And so I am.
Let's take a moment to acknowledge the launching of a sort of sister program to Soul called Beyond 3D, which goes to air this Saturday, the 5th of September at 9:30. Your hosts Matt and Clint will take you through a range of paranormal and unusual alternative science, so tune in and don't miss it this Saturday night. Let's wind up with this inspired piece from Serge Dow. This is Enlightenment. Well, that's all we have for this installment of Soul to Soul.
To find links for the content of today's program and to explore bonus material, go to and like the Soul to Soul Facebook page.
To find us on Facebook, just type Soul 2, the number 2, not the word 2, Soul, RPPFM, into the Facebook browser.
And don't forget to visit our Vimeo page, which is vimeo.com/soul-to-soul.
Until next we entangle.
Namaste.
The divine in us salutes.
The divine in you all.